Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, March the 20th. Monday, March the 20th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about something that I've been sitting on for a long time. We want to talk about this thing called discernment. It's a gift. Either you got it or you don't. It's just like height. It's just like speed. You can't become a world-class sprinter. Either you have those fibers, those fast twitch muscles, DNA, or you don't. You cannot, like I've heard, break your legs, extend the bone, and go from being 5'5 to 6'5. You can try it, but ask Yao Ming, why come he ain't in the NBA anymore? Your bone structures can't support the artificial demonstration. It must be authentic and natural. So today we want to talk about the gift of removing your limiting beliefs with discernment. Discernment is one of the things that have kept me alive. I talk to people all the time, and I think and I be assuming that those people have the same gift that I do. So the ability to instantly diagnose somebody. So I never tell people what I see unless they ask. Let me say that again. I never tell people what I see unless they ask. Let me say that one more time. I never tell people what they see unless they ask. Let me say that again. I never tell people what I see unless they – let me say that again. I never tell anybody what I see unless they ask. Now, brothers and sisters, originally I was going to just pick up where I left off with part five of the series that I was doing entitled You Can't Put Old Wine in a New Wineskin, and continue to break down Romans 12:2. But we've done four parts on this venue for free. The last three parts will be done on my private venue for the members that's of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA for Success program, because that's what they paid for. Now, I'm also in the middle of doing the evening series that starts at 7. So I will continue doing that series as well. So I'll either do three shows a day, one free show that I'm doing right now, and then the other two private shows that I've been doing and will continue to do for the members that's of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA for Success program. Now, if you're not a member of that program, I highly suggest that you join that program, because the 12 noon shows are going to be more geared toward informing and explaining the parts of that program that you are missing, like the book Effective Coping Mechanism and how to remove your limiting beliefs and your coping mechanism, so that way you can be authentic. So we're talking about how to upgrade your DNA. That's the whole point, is to give you a spiritual upgrade. And so you have to love more, and you have to practice this thing called being authentic in order to upgrade your DNA, to get rid of what you are doing right now, which is you have an effective or an ineffective coping mechanism that is your energy master. It is mastering your energy, so you are effectively coping with your stress instead of removing the electronic demonic possession by using and eating electric and magnetic food and maintaining an electric and a magnetic thought process. So, again, without putting it in your mind first, before you put it in your mouth or your ear or your eyes or your touch, if you don't put it in your mind first, if you don't exercise to perform a exorcism, let me say it again, if you don't exercise, because that is how you do a exorcism, let me say it again, if you don't exercise, as I've talked about many shows before, exercise is a exorcism. Let me say that again, just in case you missed it, exercise is exorcism. Look at the words. Look at the words, look at the definitions, look at the spelling of the word exercise. Look at the spelling of the word exorcist. Exercise is exorcist. 34 another time. I've already done the book. So that's what we are doing in the Temple Building DNA program. So this stuff that we're doing for 12 noon, this is just fluff. This will have just enough information to get you killed. You have to go deeper, brothers and sisters. You got to go deeper, because there is a failure mechanism that is operating in your life right now. It is a familiar spirit that has been passed down from generations to generations to generations. And if you don't understand how to break that programming, which is what we are talking about during our evening show. So we're on part three, if I remember correctly, or part four, about how to break DNA level, core imprint, that core imprint that we've already discussed in the Temple Building program. So today I need you to understand my gift, so that way you can understand your gift. See, I cannot teach you anything that I don't already know. So the deeper and the more I become arrogant, bold, short, abrupt, straight to the point, blunt, the more you will be able to be authentic, straight to the point, have what is called righteous indignation, and have a sense of knowing because knowing is growing. Let me say it again. Knowing is growing. Let me say it again. Knowing is growing. Let me say it again. Knowing is growing. If you don't know, you can't grow. Now, belief is great. Belief will get you killed. So if you are a believer, you just signed up to be led. You're like a sheep being led to the slaughter. That's okay. But when you don't want to be a sheep anymore, know. Once you know, the more you know, the more you grow. The less you know, the less you grow. Now, that is what is called common sense. That's what is called cleronomics. Now, cleronomics, again, is a release, reprogram, restore. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, my gift is discernment. I was born with it. I didn't do nothing to get it. I knew who was going to molest me before they did it. So everything that happened in my life, I knew it before it ever happened. I just had no clue of how to release it, reprogram it, and restore myself back on a cellular level. Nobody taught me cellular memory release, which is what I'm teaching you, even though you don't know that's what I'm teaching you. Nobody taught me how to tap into my soul energy and do a emotional block clearing. Nobody taught me that. I had to figure it out. But thankfully, I was born with the gift to tap into my cleronomics, my soul, my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect, and do an energy, which is an entity healing, releasing, removal. So I had to remove those emotional blocks. Then I had to replant seeds of the soul to reprogram my inner belief. I had to reprogram myself. Nobody taught me how to do that. But thankfully, I was born with the gift. So I put seeds. The Bible talks about seeds for the sower, and the seeds is for the knower. The seeds is the word. So I put the word of God in me. Each word is a seed. So I put a plethora, more than one. I put a plethora of seeds in my soul to reprogram my cellular memories. So I reprogram my cellular memory. So now all the stuff that I talked about that was negative that happened with Sister X and my mom beating me and the molestations and all that stuff, now I thank God for it. Now, I wouldn't sign up for it again. Let me be crystal clear. I wouldn't volunteer for it, but I would never change it. So my life has been a disaster from now up until probably maybe 2 months ago. Total, I wouldn't wish my life on a dead man. But now I understood and I understand my life, because I know that I had to go through a plethora of problems, so therefore I have a plethora of solutions. So when you come to me and you tell me what's going on in your life, I read your aura, I read your energy, I read your chakra, and based upon your heart walls, what's in your heart, I do what is called a heart wall clearing. It's the ability to tap into and get you to talk about, and it is the talking about it that allows you to release the past hurts and reform your personality. It is this part that you don't understand. Some of you do. And when you're talking to me during our one-on-ones or listening to my show, you'll feel this emotion. That is the family liar. That's the family energy healing that takes place. Now, this negative habit pattern has a timeline for its release. My job is to tap into it, to identify it, or to expose it. And then it is your job to release it, and I'm going to assist you with reprogramming it, and that is going to allow you to restore it, it being your true, authentic self. So your cellular memory release is done by going into and doing cellular energy healing by clearing the emotional blocks inside of your inner man, your DNA, by putting in seeds. These seeds are words. These words are frequencies. These frequencies are vibrations. So I'm doing what is called frequency healing. It's a vibrational release that clears your heart and your soul and your mind and your will and your emotion. It releases past hurts. It goes in and it finds that family disposition, that entity that's been passed down from your fathers, and your mothers, and it's inside of your tissues.
And based up cladonomics, it allows me to go in and to totally build your temple so that way you can house the Shekinah glory of God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a gift. You got one. My job is to model my gift in front of you so well that you want to do yours. And that desire grows inside of you to perform and to oscillate according to your design and your gift. So you don't want to be a copy of me. You don't want to do what I'm doing. You want to express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness. So I get paid for being real. I get paid for being authentic. I get paid for being transparent. I get paid for being me. My job is for you to wake up in the morning, for you to do this and get paid by breathing, for you to be a walking, talking ATM machine. My gift is the gift of removing limited beliefs with discernment. That's my gift. I do that through didactic teaching. That is, I plant seeds in your head that over time dissolve your cellular walls that you've put up, all those past hurts and those past pains. Now, that can be done instantly. I don't have to do this. I got a one-year program that actually can be done in 1 hour. But the only reason that it's not being done is because you're not expecting it to be done in 1 hour. So we got to do it in 1 year. So if you can change your spirit of expectation. Now, remember, when Jesus walked in to raise Lazarus from the dead, he told Mary and Martha to get up out of here. Why? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Why did Jesus tell Mary and Martha to get out? Now, you need to ponder that statement for one moment before you rush past it. This is your, everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building Program, we can rebuild, we can regen you in 1 hour. The only reason that we haven't done it already is because you're not expecting an instantaneous healing. So you bring about what you think about. You, the observer, determines what is observed. If you expect instant healing, you get instant healing. Now, I expect instant healing. I don't have a six-month program. When I go to the gym, I have a 30-day, really about a one-week program. I went to the gym this morning. I go to the gym this afternoon. People ask me, Brother Will. People don't, strangers come up to me and ask me, yeah, you know, we noticed you checked in this morning and you did a workout at 7 or 8 or whatever time I go in the mornings. We noticed you came in this afternoon at 7 or 8. Now, if they would go back to my old gym membership or my old club before I transfer to the new club, they would see me check in 6 a.m., 12 noon, 6 p.m., three times a day. And I would do that for anywhere from 2 weeks to 90 days. Now, you should be asking myself, Brother Will, why you do that? Well, if you read my book, Frequent Intense Training, you would understand. So I have that same spirit of expectancy when it comes to wealth and when it comes to wisdom and then when it comes to relationships. Now, I totally transformed my marriage in about a week. Now, you should be asking myself, Brother Will, how'd you do that? Now, I told you guys I have my intuition journal. And I tell you guys what I've done in my – now, you can do the same thing in your marriage. You're just not expecting it to happen. So, therefore, it ain't going to happen. So, you, not me, you bring about what you think about. I suggest you change your thinking. Now, I've been saying this for a while, but most people don't listen. Now, I was watching – and it's not your fault. First of all, let me explain. Because a lot of people say that I sometimes, and I feel it too, I sense, now remember I have discernment, so I sense your disdain over some of the words that I say. And you said, no, Brother Will makes some statements, and you stick around, however, despite those statements that I make, because you're here to receive your inheritance. I'm here to make sure that you get your inheritance, the movie Billions or the series Billions on Showtime. If you've never watched Billions, I highly recommend you watch Billions. Because last night, Billions talked about a lot of the stuff that I've been saying for years, the difference between a billionaire and somebody like me. The reason I would never be a billionaire because I'm not cutthroat. I'm not evil, meaning that I don't have that ruthlessness. Now, I wish I did have it, but I don't have it. So I'm not trying to be a billionaire. Heavenly Father, please touch the minds of your people. I'm not expecting to be a billionaire because that's not my lane. Let me say that again. I don't watch programs. Now, I did this mistake. I was a kid growing up. I watched like Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Tony Dorsett. Those were my NFL idols, you know, so to speak. I wanted to be a professional football player. Now, I played semi-pro ball all the way up until I was almost 40 years old. Then my body just said, Negro, we can't. I had a concussion. I was out for a week. Every time I opened my eyes, I would get nauseated and I would throw up. The room was spinning. That's when I knew it was time for me to punch my ticket. Otherwise, I'd be probably still playing football on some level right now. That's how much I love the game. I love professional football. God had to basically knock me out to get me to stop playing. Now, I tore both ligaments and both knees. I have no hamstring in the back of one leg. Total rotator cuff is gone. Broke my ankle in three places. I have all types of injuries from playing professional football and high school football, college football, playing football, in the Marines. Every place I went, I played football. If I could play football right now, if my body could stand it, I'd be playing football right now. At almost 60, I still be playing. Why? I love football. I love playing it, but I'm too intense to teach it. Because I snatch a little kid up, and then the mother and the father would be upset because they want to know why I punched little Johnny in the chest, their son. So I know I'm too intense to teach football. My intensity is what allowed me to play football. That's the difference between a billionaire and you. A billionaire is so intense that he don't know and she don't know how to calm down. So in the movie Billions, he hired this person, then he ended up firing the person because the person was a female who was trying to turn him into a human and not a machine. This dude in this series, now this is very important. This is how I am when it comes to teaching. This is how I destroy my marriage. So the billionaire, the guy named Axel, or Ax, he always, every scene, this was the first scene last night when I watched it, that he talked to his wife in a totally, I would say, marriage-ending way. To the whole series, he always talked to his wife as a husband. The wife asked him to start a business. Now, he's a billionaire. He makes money by, you know, doing corporate takeovers, stocks, mostly insider trading stuff, but running a business. So the wife, who has no experience with running a business, asked him, was her business, which is not really her business, it was a friend's business, was she ready to start? Now, he told her as a husband, he was very nice. Honey, I don't really think that, you know, you're ready. And she said, no, I need your assistance, blah, blah, blah. So he said, okay. So he set her up with a meeting. Basically, the people treated her like his wife, and they told her that they were going to help her by giving her money to start up her business because of her husband. She wants to do this on her own and said that she was angry and she was upset because the reason that the bank and the reason that everybody was willing to help her was because she was a wife of a billionaire, not because she had the business acumen of a billionaire. She was not a billionaire. She's married to a billionaire. So out of respect for her husband, they're helping her. If she wasn't married to the billionaire, she wouldn't get no help. So she was angry because they was helping her because of him. Then he took off his husband hat. He put on his billionaire hat, and he told her, there's nothing proprietary about your business. The ideal that you got for your business is not your ideal. What you're doing is not you. You're not authentic. Basically, he told her, your business is worthless. What you're doing is worthless. It'll never get to the market, and you'll never make a dime. And her feelings was totally hurt. Why? Because he took off his husband hat, and he spoke to her like a billionaire, which is ruthless, which is straight to the point, which is money-driven, not love or compassion-driven. So if I speak to you in that manner, I don't speak to most people with my discernment hat, because it probably is not great for your spiritual development, although it will cut straight to the chase. Instead of us taking a year to get you where you need to go, we could probably get you there in probably a week, maybe a month. But if I speak to you with that disposition, it creates anger because it taps into your soul, into your cells, and it aggravates that disposition that we are slowly bringing out. Because remember, just like in the Matrix, some people can't be unplugged. They have to slowly unplug themselves. Because if you unplug people too soon, you'll lose them. If I told everybody exactly what I know, we probably would not be friends. So I tell you in stages. I give you little pieces of it so that way you can digest it. You can come back and research it, and you won't be mad at me. God allows you to experience it. And then you say, okay, well, Brother Will wasn't mine. And it allows us to continue to go through the program. But don't get it twisted. You could get wealthy, healthy, wise, and you could change your relationship in a totally, you can change your entire life in a week. How do you do that? Jeremiah 23, verse 26. Jeremiah 23, 26 says, how long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own minds, who devise, who plan, and scheme to cause my people to forget my name through their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor. Just as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal, or Lord. Jeremiah 23:26. Let me read that again. This is extremely important. Jeremiah 23. Now, this is the one-year program that everybody has. Now, you can be instantly wealthy. You can be instantly healthy. You can be instantly wise. You could be instantly in a great relationship. Instant. This one-year program that you paid me $5,000 for, we can do this one-year program in probably, 1 month. That's for the really, really hard nuts to crack. Now, in the movie Billions, the therapy or the therapist for this guy, Axel, similar thing. She goes through therapy with the guys in this billion-dollar organization to make them more proficient. And the therapeutic approach that she used is very similar to the therapeutic approach that I use. And that is, I help people to go through their own life experiences and to identify. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Did you live with your authentic voice today? No, you probably didn't. Did you speak up? I know the day's early. But did you speak from your authentic voice today? No, you probably didn't. Is what you are doing right now, is who you are being, are you being from your heart? Are you doing what your heart told you to do rather than what your head is demanding that you do? Let me say that again. Are you doing what your heart telling you to do? Are you listening to what your head is demanding that you do? Are you allowing, have you been in the presence of stillness today? Have you sat somewhere? Now, my stillness is in the gym. When I go to the gym, why do I go to the gym twice, three times a day? That's like prayer. That's like meditation. That's like going out into the woods. That's like going swimming. That's like going to the beach. That's like sitting in a sauna. Everybody has a different way of getting still, turning off the brain. Mine is when I go to the gym and go on the treadmill, do my cardio. It just turns off the brain. Stillness. Have you did that today? Have you put yourself in a place of stillness? God is stillness. Be still and know that I am God. The only way that you can experience godliness is by stillness. Some people call it meditation. Some people call it, prayer. Some people call it yoga. You can call it whatever. Stillness. Have you did that today? Last question. Have you detached from the external pressures today? Probably not. Meaning, you got a bill that's due. That's an external pressure. You need to come up with X amount of dollars to pay that bill. External pressure. Wife is pissed off at you. She's chirping nonstop. The husband didn't come home until 2 o'clock a.m. External. The kids, external. The dog, external. Car broke down, external. Everything that's stimulating you today, brother, everything that is stimulating you today, sister, is external. Did you detach from every and all external stimulation today? Probably not. That's why you can't have instant healing. Because you are externally driven. Instant healing comes from an internal expectation. You totally turn off everything except your authentic voice. That means that you are transparent. Now, I get paid to be transparent. I get paid to be real. That's why I get paid. Now, when I say authentic voice, now I have the book. Everybody's part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA for a Success program. Remember, you have access to the electronic download of all 50 books. Just email me and let me know. Hey, Doc, I want a copy of this book. I'll send it to you ASAP. Now, we're going in order. We're going to go through the book, Authentic, How to Be Authentic. We're going to go through that. We're going to go through Kristen. We're going to go through all of my books during this one-year program. Now, if you want to get ahead of the game, email me and let me know. If not, we'll get to it. Instant healing is the result of me telling you what I see. I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, which is, what's your limiting belief? What's stopping you? Now, what is mine? What was mine? You guys remember mine? Remember? I tell you guys, my sister told me, and I started crying. I didn't understand. I did the research. I broke it down. I went through wealth, health, wisdom. Why am I not more wealthy? Why am I not more healthy? Why am I not more wise? Why am I not in a greater relationship? That was this little voice. That was this demon. That was this entity. That was this energy. That was this ruling disposition. That was this core imprint. I went, hung out with my father, who's 80 years old, and I saw his life, and I saw my father. I saw me. 20 years from now, if I don't get my shit together, I'm going to be exactly like my father. Now, my father's in a house by himself that me and my sisters we pay for. Without us, he'll be homeless. He ain't got shizness to show for his life. Now, thankfully, my father has children who come by his house and feed him every day. They bring him food. Been doing it ever since his wife died, which is my stepmother, about 5 years. He took care of other people's children. Now, they take care of him. What did I do? Remember you guys told me I have 5 children of my own. 13 total kids that I've taken care of. Now I got 2 more that's not my own that I've been taking care of. My life, when my father met and left my mother, he's about the same age that I was when I left my first wife. And then my father remarried his second wife, who was my stepmom, who looks almost exactly like my wife right now, Dee. My life is identical to my father. It is so freaking scary that it's scary. So if I want to know what's happening in my life, what's coming up next, I just go talk to my father. And my father had to make a decision in his life, and he couldn't do it. I had to make a decision in my life, and I couldn't do it. What decision was that? Stop caring for other people and take care of yourself. So my father had a time in his life where he wanted to leave his wife, who's now deceased, because he was a little older and he was tired of taking care of kids. Now, I went through the exact same thing. And it was time for me to leave my current wife, which is my second wife, and take care of myself, and I couldn't do it either. Why? Because of the core imprint. Now, I need you to listen to what I'm telling you today because you got the same problem. Now, it may not be your limiting belief may be different from mine, but you got one. It's not going to allow you to move forward. So you either got to work with it or you got to remove it. So this is the choice I had to make, like my father and his father and his father and his father. They could not override their strength. Now, remember, I told you when I worked in the Supermax prison, the inmates told me, you need to get out of this prison because of your life path, because of your gift. Because we don't use your weakness. You came into this prison and you are all, what's the word I'm looking for? You are projecting an image to try to hide your weakness, because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Because in the academy, they told us that the inmates are very smart. They're going to sit and watch you, and they're going to analyze you. They're going to figure you out, and they're going to use your weakness against you. So I was ready. What they failed to tell me in the academy is the inmates don't use your weakness against you. They use your strength. Well, what's my strength? I'm a six. What is the strength? What is the strength of a six? If you're a life path six, what is the one thing that you do? You care for everybody. You're a freaking doormat. You love everybody. So I was sympathetic to all of the inmates. Nobody got raped on my ship. New dude came in, I make sure that I stayed up. And I make sure nobody went into his cell and violated that fool on my watch. Why? I didn't want that done to me. On my shift, I went by the rules. Every other guard took care of their own. I didn't do that. So the white inmates or the white guards and the black guards hated me. The inmates loved me. Why? I was a black guard and I took care of white inmates. Now, in the prison, the black guards take care of the black inmates. The white guards take care of the white inmates. Chinese, they kind of left to their own. That's why you don't see no Chinese in American prison. You ever seen an Oriental person in prison? I haven't, and I worked in prison. What am I saying? Because of my gift, it created problems in my life. That is the gift that I have. I'm going to tell you what's happening in your life, and what's happening in your life is the thing that makes you great is also the thing that's destroying you. And either you get rid of that thing or you transmute that thing. I decide to transmute it. What are you going to do? Now, I can instantly diagnose your problem, and I can instantly tell you exactly what to do to remove it. But like me and like my father and like his father and like his father and like his father, that ruling disposition is very difficult to do because you got to turn your back on yourself. That's what Jesus talked about, denying yourself, picking up your cross, and following him. That's what Jesus says, that any man that wishes to find his life must lose it. Are you willing to lose your life, brother? Yeah, I didn't think so. That's why we got a one-year program and not a one-month program. I haven't met a soul yet that can do it. Not me either. I can't do it either. I haven't done it. Let me put it that way. So what am I going to do? I suggest you do what I'm doing. That's what Jesus did. Now, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus had an epiphany. And Jesus said, now remember what Jesus' gift was. Jesus came because he was the firstborn of many brethren. Jesus came to be an example for you, so that way you know what to do to transmute your flesh. Now, Jesus was called to be attested. Now, I can go through all of the scriptures, but that's, I'm going to say that for my private group. If you guys want to know all that stuff again as I'm going through it, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and we can go step by step through all of the scriptures that I was talking about yesterday. One of those scriptures is Jeremiah 23. Now, what am I saying? Jeremiah 23, verse 25 says, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I had a dream. I had a dream. Now, everybody have dreams. There's a whole people who go through, there's people who actually use dreams as a way to tell you what to do. And you never hear me talking about no dream. I know what dreams are. Let's read verse 26. I'm not saying that, you know, don't listen to your dreams. I don't. Now, you do what you think works for you. Dreams are set up. What is a dream? Yeah, another study for another time. Just be careful if you're one of these guys who like to interpret dreams, or you go and have somebody interpret your dream. Verse 26, Jeremiah 23, verse 26. How long is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsely? So there was something that allows a prophet, people like me, we prophesy falsely because, as I talked about on yesterday's show, remember yesterday's show at 12 noon? You guys listened to yesterday's show, right? What was the title of it? How the Universe Works. Everything starts with awareness. So let me ask you a question. How the beep can I tell you something that I'm not even aware of? So for 10 years, I was a licensed and ordained minister, and I teach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 10 years, Jesus Christ is God. 10 years, I taught the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 10 years, I taught laying on of hands, baptism, speaking in tongues. 10 years. Lies, lies, lies. That's what the book of Jeremiah says. Now, I'm not saying it. The book of Jeremiah says it. I'm not calling the gospel, the good spell, a lie. Now, I don't teach it no more. You might want to ask yourself why. You might want to ask yourself, what do you teach, Brother Will? Well, I teach pre-325 A.D. In fact, I only teach 700 A.D. Whatever happened before the fall of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. What did the Bible consist of before 70 A.D.? It had 80 books, not 66. In fact, there was no such thing as the Bible. There was no such thing as Christianity. So what existed before the fall of Jerusalem, before they sacked Jerusalem and killed everybody who actually had a personal experience with Yahushua? Why does all of the books in the Bible, first of all, why come there's not the book of Jesus Christ in the Bible? Why come Jesus, why we got a book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Why come we don't have a book? Now, Jesus was the Messiah, right? Why come we don't have, now we've got a red letter Bible that talks about some of the words, but why don't we have a book in the Bible that's spoken from who the Bible is about? And more importantly, why is it that we don't have books in the Bible that is written by the disciples that walked with Jesus? Why does the Bible say that we have inherited lies in Jeremiah 16? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Now, we read in Jeremiah 23. Let's jump over to Jeremiah 16. Now, Jeremiah 16, now remember, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. Jeremiah was the prophet that always cried because Jeremiah had something called discernment. Same thing I got. Jeremiah could see what was wrong. He didn't know how to fix it, but he could see it, like me. I could see. If I don't get my business together, I'm going to end up just like my father. I can see it. I can see that if you don't become authentic, you just wasted $5,000. For the people who are part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA program. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, you're going to probably get mad at me, and you're going to not listen to me. And that's going to cause you to not remove the limiting belief, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Like in the movie or the show, Time series, Billions, the reason that that main character is a billionaire, because he tells people the truth. They don't like it, but he tells them the truth. So I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why I'm no longer doing and giving away as much free information during the 12-hour show that I've been doing. I'm saving it for the people who are actually invested in themselves, because I am actually violating spiritual law by giving away universal truth. Because the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together. In other words, you got the problem to pump. In other words, you can't receive unless you give, and your giving determines your receiving. So if you ain't give nothing, you can't receive nothing. Now, you can listen to me all day, but just like the Bible says, the word falls on what types of ground? There's three types of ground, remember? It fall on a good ground, it found on a stony ground, and then it found on the ground that produced fruit. Now, some fruit produce, remember? Some fruit produce like tenfold, some produce 50 or 60, some produce 100. Why did the seed produce different amount of fruit? Because of the hearer. So what type of hearer are you? Now, no disrespect, but you only get, my brother, you only get, my sister, according to what you've given. You ain't gave nothing, you can't give nothing. Now, it took me a while to figure it out, too. I was like you. I was a freeloader. Not you personally, but some. Freeloader meaning I always came up with an excuse of why I couldn't take advantage of the program. Then I finally hired my first life coach. Paid her like way more than what you guys paying me. As you guys know, I started off with $5,000 and then paid $500 a month. And every time I was late, I had to pay $50 if I was late to a one-on-one. If I canceled a one-on-one, $50. Now, I didn't get none of the stuff that you guys are getting. And, in fact, the main reason that I joined and became that, I hired her as my life coach was because I was supposed to go on a speaking tour. That never happened. She took my $5,000 and $500 a month for what, how long was I? For a good two, something years? I don't know what 500 times 24 months is, plus $5,000 down. That's how much I paid. So what you guys paid according to what I paid, and I didn't get nothing out of my life. Well, let me rephrase that. I did. I learned a lot. Let me rephrase that. Let me actually give respect what respect to do. She did teach me a lot, especially when it comes to online stuff. She taught me how to set up the Blog Talk Radio, how to do what I'm doing now. So mad respect. But what I really wanted to do, she couldn't help me do. Now, that's my fault, not hers. Why? She had not been where I wanted to go. She was not a didactic teacher. She knew nothing about helping people find their purpose. But that's what I hired her to do. So be careful who you hire as your life coach. Make sure the person that you hire, the person that you are following, is going where you want to go. Now, if you want to be a computer tech and you want to write hardware and computer programming, and you hire me, I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you, brother. I don't think I can help you, sister. Why? I don't write computer code. I write spiritual code. So if you're trying to write computer code and you hire me to help you become a computer guru, I'm a metaphysician. I can help you become a metaphysician. I can help you become wealthy, healthy, wise. But I can help you find your calling, your purpose that may be computer programming. But I can't help you become a computer programmer. I can help you identify that's what you should be doing. But I can't help you become it because I have not been it. But, yeah, if you want to be a writer, I'm your boy. Start an online business, I'm your boy. If you want to produce residual income, if you want to be a creator, if you want to create products one time and get paid on that product for the rest of your life, if you want to be able to retire in probably a year from now and bring in at minimum, whatever you're working in on your job, minimum, let's say 60. If you want to make $60,000 a year online by producing, by writing a book once, by doing a blog talk show once, and putting it on Facebook, putting it on YouTube, putting it on Spreaker, putting it on TubeMogul, putting it on anymeeting.com, putting it on Spreaker, putting it on all of the social media and get paid on it for the rest of your life, I'm your boy. If you want to produce a health fitness, if you want to produce a nutritional program, if you want to produce anything that's going to help the underdog, if you want to vibrate on a higher level, if you want to learn how to be healthy, wealthy, wise, if you want to learn how to change your relationship instead of just changing out the, just getting another person and going through the same shitness again, I'm your boy. If you want to understand universal spiritual law, if you want to find the truth, not a version of it, if you want to get rid of the Buddhism, Hinduism, Sufism, Perennialism, the Kabbalah, and all this other bullshit that they're teaching, if you want to get rid of that crap and get in touch with the original G, if you want to vibrate on a higher level, if you want to find the truth, not a version of the truth, if you want to understand this word that has been taken out of every Helios Biblios, thou art my son. On this day I have begotten thee. If you want to understand who said that, if you want to understand how true believers are here to imitate Christ, not to worship him, if you want to understand that, I'm your huckleberry. If not, yeah, you might not want to invest in me because I'm going to tell you the truth on those four areas. I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt. I'm going to tell you that you ain't going to make a freaking dime and keep it and be happy and have time and money. Now, there's a lot of programs that are going to teach you how to have time, but no money. There's a whole lot of programs that teach you how to have a bunch of money and no time. But if you want time and money, I'm going to teach you how to do that. Now, if you want to be healthy, I'm not talking about this medicated, steroid-induced, freaking egotistical crap that they got. If you want to understand that your mindset determines your reality, that in other words, you don't have to work out one day in your life and still maintain your goal weight. If you want to teach that, I can teach you how to do that. If you want to be healthy, now I work out not because of the health benefits. I work out because of the stillness benefits. I don't need to work out to lose weight. Now other people do, but as it's been scientifically proven, You can put on more muscle mass by visualization than you can by actually lifting weights. Scientifically proven. You can change your body by changing your mind. Scientifically proven. You can eat all the healthy stuff you want, but if you got an unhealthy mind, your body is acidic. If you eat alkaline food, drink alkaline water, do everything right, but you are in a stressful relationship, you will never lose a freaking pound. Because it ain't what you put in your mouth, brother. It's what you put in your freaking head. Now, if you want to learn that, I'm your boy. But all this other bullshit that everybody else is teaching, yeah, I've been there, done that already. That shit don't work. So I'm a real dude. I'm not fake. You can call my kids, you can call my wife, you call anybody that know me, they'll tell you. Brother Will is legit. That's instant diagnosis, brother. That's instant. Now, everybody else, they got this Jeremiah 16 bullshit. Jeremiah 16 verse 18 says this. Jeremiah 16 verse 18. Now, if you want to be healed, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to be healthy, if you want, brother, if you want, sister, to have an instant change in your life, this is how you do it. Jeremiah 16, verse 18. Jeremiah 16, verse 18. I will first doubly repay their iniquity and their sin. You will get double what you got, what you're doing. It's returned back to you double. Why? Because they have polluted my land, your body. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of the detestable idols and with abomination. See, you got an inheritance, brother. Your inheritance is that you are made in the image and likeness of your Father. You are supposed to be a walking, talking, breathing extension of God. But you have filled that with the carcasses of detestable idols. That means worldly bullshitness. And abominations. That means mental disposition. Verse 19, Jeremiah 16, verse 19. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold. And my refuge in the day of distress. That means you're in a stressful environment. This is what you might want to do. To you, the nations will come from the ends of the earth, and our fathers to the ends of the earth, and they have said, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things that do not profit. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that is doing shizness that don't produce a profit? Yeah, I think that's pretty much everybody. Why ain't you producing a profit? Why aren't you more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and have more great relationships? If you are at a place where, hey, Doc, I'm good, brother. I don't need another dime. Are you at that place in your life? Are you at a place in your life where, from a health perspective, you know, I'm at my goal weight, Doc? My heart, I went to the doctor, cholesterol level, blood pressure, everything is pristine. Are you there? Are you at that point where you understand the statement that I said? Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Or, are you at the point where you understand what Jesus says, that I am the firstborn of many brethren? Are you there? Are you at that point? Are you at the point that why does Jesus say, why call you me good? There is no one good but my Father. You understand that verse? Or do you understand, I am going to my God and your God? After Jesus died and was rose, he told him, hey, touch me not. I have not ascended to my God and your God, my Father and your Father. He says, brothers. He says, my brothers. He didn't say my servants. He didn't say my peasants. He said, my brothers, touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father. So if he is the Father, why are he calling somebody else the Father? And he said, I have not ascended to my God and your God. Jesus always refers to us as his brothers. So unless you understand that statement, you got work to do. You've inherited something. What did you inherit? You inherited Constantine, Messiah. Now, Jeremiah 16, verse 19 in the New Living Translation says this, Lord, you are my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of trouble. That's today. nations from around the world will come to you and they will say, our ancestors, let us have a foolish inheritance, for they worship worthless idols. I like the way it says in the King James. The King James says it this way, to the nations will come from the ends of the earth, and all of the nations will say, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things that do not profit. So, my brothers and my sisters, we have inherited lies. Now, not your fault. We inherited lies. Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things where there is no profit. Jeremiah 16, verse 19. So until you can explain what that means, you might want to hook up with somebody like me or get on your knees, get in a still, quiet place, and ask the Father to show you the truth, not the lie, called Akruman. You might want to research, who is the evil brother? Who is God's evil brother? That's talked about in Exodus chapter 33. When God turned his back on Moses and he showed Moses his hind parts, look that up in the Greek or the Hebrew. Exodus 33:23. Triple dare you to look it up. Who is Akruman? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. God will send you a strong delusion so you will believe the lie. God is going to send it to you. So that this delusion you got, it didn't come from the devil. So stop praying that God take the devil off your brain. God put that lie in your head. Why? You don't have the love of the truth. So until you get that, I can't help you. You have to exchange the truth of God for the lie that you've received. Romans 1:25. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. They have exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worship and they serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever worthy of praise. So what I did was I read Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So I stopped chasing things, and I said on January the 1st of 2009, I want to know the truth, not a version of it. And if you can't deliver me and Lucifer, we're going to continue our little charade that we got going on, because you know what? At least he pays well now. Now, that's the prayer I pray. I say, God, either you put up or I'm out. Guess what? God put up. In fact, he pays better than Lucifer. Now, I'm living, walking, breathing proof that God honors his word above his own name. I don't know what everybody else teach and preach. So what I do is my gift. And I want to teach you how to do your gift. But first you got to exchange that lie that you got. What lie, Brother Will? Let's go back to Jeremiah 23, where we started. How long is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even these prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they relate to one another? You've never, ever heard me come on this program or any program I put in any book something about no freaking dream. You've never, ever, and you never will. That's a lie from the pit. You'll never hear me talking about no damn dreams. Never. You will never, ever hear me talking about something about the end of the world coming. Never. You will never, ever hear me talking about Jesus Christ and him crucified, not Constantine version. Never. You will never hear me talking about the futility of the world, meaning go hug a well and save a freaking tree. You will never hear me talking about worldly stuff. You will never, my goal is not to get no freaking Lamborghini. Now, if you give me one, I'm going to drive the hell out of it. But that ain't my goal. My goal is freaking spiritualism. My goal is transferring people's lives by the power of the word of God. I'm not interested in no material stuff. My dreams have nothing to do with earthly endeavors. Because I'm authentic. Now, it took me a while to get here. It may take you a while. Now, it doesn't have to. You can instantly, today, walk into the kingdom of God. All you got to do is one thing. Jeremiah 23, 23, verse 27. If you can do this, you will change today. You don't need a one-year program. Jeremiah 23, verse 27. King James. To cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Right now, you got a dream. Now, I'm not only talking about physical dreams. I'm talking about the dream, the goal, the destiny of your life that you gave yourself. What's your dream, brother? My dream was to be a professional football player. What's yours? Who gave me that dream? Baal. You have exchanged your dream. That's why Yahushua says, I'm not here to do my dream, my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. So until, sister, you can lay down that false dream that you got, whether it was a dream that you dreamed while you were sleeping or whether it was a dream that you conjured up in your head because you decided, you know what, I want to be a blank. What is your dream? I guarantee you it ain't got nothing to do with your dick in here. Guarantee. What's your dream? Come on, man. Like, be for real. Like, be honest. What is your dream, brother? What is your dream? It took me a while to get rid of my dream. You think I want to do what I'm doing right now? No, I want to be another. I want to be another Les Brown. I want to be another Tony Robbins. That was my dream. I want to be an international motivational speaker. I didn't want to be no damn life coach. I didn't want to do no with no spiritual therapeutics. You think I want to come out here and art and tell everybody that I'm a functional illiterate? You think I want to tell everybody I got molested when I was a kid? You don't think I want to tell everybody that my own mother let some other fool who had a collar on and a Bible beat me with a freaking metal pipe? You think that I want to walk around here and tell everybody my flaws and tell everybody I cheated on my first wife so many times I lost count? You think I want to come over here and air out my dirty laundry every day? And then people go on Facebook and they repost what they heard on me. Yeah, I know you was fake, brother. You cheat on your wife. No shit, isn't it? How the hell did you find out? Do you think I signed up for this program? No, bruh. No, sis. I didn't volunteer. But I realized that for me to be real and authentic and have dunamis power, I got to take my mess and turn it into my message. I don't care how embarrassing it is. It ain't about me. It's about God. So God, take my weakness. So in my weakness, I'm made strong. But why am I weak? To keep me from being conceited. Do you think I can be conceited? When every day I'm constantly reminded that if you put a word in front of my brain that I have not seen before, I cannot pronounce it. Now, I can put doctor in front of my name. That does not remove the fact that I'm a functional illiterate. I don't care. I could go out and learn how to read. I can go buy Hooked on Phonics and go with further in the reading. Do you think I'm trying to get rid of it? No. Why? I read the Constitution. And when Paul asked God to take the thorn, which is a messenger from Satan, from his side, God told him what? My grace is sufficient for you. So if God's grace is sufficient for Paul, God's grace is sufficient for me. So I don't care that I'm a functionally illiterate. I ain't trying to get rid of it. I don't care that my book got grammatical errors in it. I don't care that my speech, I'm not a linguistical, that I'm not a professional orator. I don't care that I didn't go to Toastmasters and become, you know, the regional Toastmaster and win all of these freaking speaking awards so that way I can be a great teacher. I don't care. I only care about one thing. Is God on my team? That's all I care about. All I care about is God saying, well done, good and faithful service. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's all I care about. I'm not here for no freaking worldly accolades. I'm only here to have that peace that only comes from God. Not the peace that the world gives, brother. Not the peace that the world gives. I sleep good. The little 4 hours I sleep, brother, sister, those 4 hours are good. Trust me. Why do I sleep good? Because I instantly diagnosed myself, and I gave myself the gift of removing my limiting beliefs, and I took out Achrumen, and I replaced Achrumen, the lie, with Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Everybody else got a dream. Their dream was given to them by a different frequency, a different energy, a different entity. See, my father forgot the name, and they replaced the name with Baal. How about you? Dream you got? Was that dream given to you by Baal? I'm going to put all my money on the fact that it is. Because you got an ideal in your head, and that ideal, you inherited it from the ruling disposition that is a worthless idol. It's called idolatry. The word idolatry means try and idol. Look at the word I-D-O-L-A-T-R-Y. Turn it around, you have the word try and idol. That's what idolatry or idols are. That's why it says that in Jeremiah. Let's close with that verse again. Jeremiah 16, verse 19 says in the King James, O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come up on thee from the ends of the earth, and they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. The only way that you are listening to the sound of my voice and you are not wealthy, you've inherited lies. You're not healthy, you're practicing vanity. And you're not wise, because that means you're listening to things where there is no profit. And you're not in the great because of the inability to understand the word of God. Brothers and sisters, again, if you are not part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program, you need to email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because this message today was just fluff. What we're going to talk about tonight, oh, it's going to get down and dirty tonight. You need to be on that call, and you need to listen to the 31 messages that we've already done. You gotta catch up, and you got to start going through the 50 books that we're going to go through. This is a one-year program that can be done in a month, but we're going to do it in a year to make sure that everybody removes every core disposition that is underneath that ruling disposition or their true disposition. Now, what is that fake disposition? His name is Achrumen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, verse 9, 10, and 11. Please email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Everybody else, I'll see you guys tonight at 7. My brothers, my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails.
Yeah.
On the verge of insanity if just the system fails.
Got
it screaming at humanity and sizzling to a cell.
Yeah.
And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales.
Yeah.
While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail.
Cause
this
dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell.
Instead, I wanna go and run and gun and with the team.
Yeah.
And come up with a ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes.
Yeah.
I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of.
Yeah.
Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.